Orange of the Central West, 105.1 Triple M, brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Now, thanks to John Davis Motors and Taronga Western Plains Zoo, we are giving away an amazing prize this week on the show. One night stay at the Savannah Cabins at the Taronga Western Plains Zoo. And what would no doubt be the highlight is the Prowl the Pride Lands Premium Experience for the family and bike hire as well. We're checking that in. And joining us online is Greg Kirk. He is the, I guess, in charge of the lions out there. How are you, Greg?
Yeah, good, thanks, Neil. How are you?
Yeah, good. What's your title? So what are you're in charge of the lions,
oh,
right?
Oh, look, I'm a zookeeper. I got lots of us that do it, but to look after the lions, I guess I'm one of the lucky ones. Probably the best thing to look after in the zoo, I reckon.
Amazing job.
Yeah, it certainly is, yeah.
Now, a group of lions is called a pride. How many in the pride at Taronga?
We've got 10 in total at the moment. We've got one on the way, so by next week we'll have 11.
Oh, fantastic. All right.
Not all in the one group at the moment, though. With lions, you've got a bit of social sort of dynamics to take care of, so we have to separate some accordingly, but we mix and match, you know, every day, so something different every day for the public.
Yeah, because they're a top-order predator, aren't they, the lion?
That's right, yeah. They certainly let us know that sometimes, too.
I mean, without being, you know, too dark and morbid, have there been any incidents with you personally?
Oh, no, not at all. I guess we're pretty lucky here in Australia, and you know, with the WHS that we have in the zoo and all that, you know, the work health and safety and the policies and procedures we have, we keep it a nice, safe workplace. So I'm pretty, you know, I don't think I'd work there if we didn't, because you want to go home the same way you went to work, don't you? So
yeah, absolutely.
So I'm glad to say that never.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's good. It's good that we can chat. Now, Prowl the Pride Lands tour that we're offering thanks to John Davis Motors and Taronga Western Plains Zoo. Tell us about this ultimate experience.
Well, it's a brand new experience because, as you know, we've got the new exhibit. It's been going about 2 or 3 months now, and it's going really, really well. It's an 8.5-acre exhibit, so it's one of the biggest exhibits in the zoo. Well, we've got the savannas and things, but as far as, you know, something for the lions, 8.5 acres is huge, certainly bigger than they've ever had before. And part of that experience now is that we take the bus out there a few times a day, and people can pay to jump on board, or you can win a prize if you're lucky, you know, to jump on board and drive through the exhibit. And the premium tour that we do in the morning is actually encompasses them getting fed as well, so you're guaranteed of some action, because lions being lions, sometimes they might want to snooze, but we guarantee that in that premium tour in the morning, they're being fed, they're out, they're active, they've only just been let out again, they've been away for an hour while we sort them out the back, and then they come back out, and very entertaining for the public, I guess.
Yeah, I guess it would be. Now, the animals themselves, I guess when they're in the wild, they're subject to whatever the climate might do in terms of food for them, but when they're in captivity, they get, not quite 3 square meals, but they get fed every day, don't they?
They do, yeah. And we give them a couple of feeds a day. Mostly we get 2 feeds a day for them. And, you know, we've done different food strategies over the years, but we find that feeding them every day sort of, you know, manages them. You know, they're quite happy with us. They're not looking for food. If we try and give them a fast day, which has been done in the past with zoos, you know, where they try and simulate that pattern in the wild, but we find by feeding them every day, they're quite happy to, you know, be where we want them to be and chill out and they have expectations. We meet them, and it works pretty well, I reckon.
Yeah, look, there's a perception that lions roar. Not true. It's not like the front of the movie lion there that roars.
Oh, they do sometimes, you know, like they our big Lazarus, but it's a different sort of a You know, you can hear noises like that occasionally. That's a pretty good one that they do for the 20th century, whatever it is. But, the roar that you're more likely hear during the day here at the zoo is particularly is like it sounds like a train coming through almost.
Right.
And it's a repetitive noise. I'm not going to do it. I almost did it for you then, but I won't. So I'll spare you that.
Fantastic. Look, a great prize to win, folks, and you'll get to meet Greg and the team out there at Taronga Western Plains Zoo as well. Mate, I think you have one of the most amazing jobs on the planet. Thank you for sharing some insights with us this morning.
Neil, that's my absolute pleasure, as always, mate. Thanks again.